Income tax season is here. That means some Americans face the happy prospect of a refund. And there are those who will have to pay some more. Still others will be the victims of income tax scam artists. This year, lawmakers and tax officials are particularly concerned about a tax scam aimed at blacks. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Every year, more Americans fall victim to tax hoaxes that offer the perfect way to avoid the unavoidable. The latest version has been arriving in email inboxes. It promises descendants of slaves that they can finally receive reparations for the suffering of their ancestors. According to the pitch, the Internal Revenue Service is the place to go for the money. IRS Commissioner Charles Rosati says the promoter then offers to do the job for the taxpayer.
This promoters will say, well, but, you know, this how you do this is kind of a secret, so you have to give me $500 or some fee like that in order to file a form with the IRS, and I will send that in, and then you'll get this $40,000.
In fact, there are no credits in the tax code based on race, but this scam has been growing in popularity. 80,000 people bought the story in the last tax season, so Rosati and members of the Congressional Black Caucus have been trying to warn people, particularly elderly taxpayers who are often targeted. Texas Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson says she's not surprised that people believe this pitch.
More recently, just about everybody's gotten some reparations that had any kind of question about their treatment in this country. And I think that's why we hear more and more talk about reparations for African Americans.
Legislation has been frequently introduced to support a study of reparations, but it's never made it out of committee. While this scam focuses on African Americans, other flim-flams seek out victims of any race. There are the legions of tax rebels who sell information on how to avoid paying any income taxes at all. Las Vegas-based entrepreneur Irwin Schiff runs a website and sells books dedicated to the proposition that federal income taxes are voluntary.
For those of you who don't already know it, you're going to discover that there is no law requiring anybody to pay income taxes or keep books and records for income tax purposes.
Schiff conscientiously instructs taxpayers they must file a return, but he says you only have to pay taxes on the income you declare on the form.
However, if you file a zero return, you say you don't owe any taxes, therefore no assessment is possible. And therefore, under the law, the government would have to refund you all the taxes you might have paid in 2001.
Simple enough? Well, don't try this at home. Income taxes in the U.S. are voluntary, but only in the sense that citizens voluntarily supply information about their earnings. The government doesn't send you a bill for a set amount. They send you a blank form that you'd better fill out accurately. IRS Commissioner Charles Rosati says, like it or not, you still have to pay.
The idea that you have to pay taxes has been tested over and over and over again in court, and there are plenty of people in jail who have, you know, fallen for or just tried out to see whether that was really true.
The IRS is going after scam artists, and some promoters of the Black Reparations Scheme have been sent to jail. But victims could get hurt in the crackdown, too. Anyone filing what's known as a frivolous return, claiming bogus tax credits, may face a $500 fine. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.